Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt, dictating an office report on Donda Blair, date of work 4/27/1969, date of procedure June 7, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldschmidt. Your referring physician is Dr. Kristen Staffies. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure: informed consent is obtained. Period: possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient is brought to anesthesia suite, placed in a flat-out position. Today, for anesthesia service and monitor anesthesia care, digital rectal exam is performed. A well-lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope is introduced into the rectum. Management direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, confluence of full screen. Careful examination is made. The terminal ileum was intubated in a valid period. Careful examination made with the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as 7, 2-3-2, good prep. The patient has procedure well done and complications. Findings: the terminal ileum, last 5 centimeters, appeared on a remarkable neckline. Boston bowel prep score is graded as 7, 2-3-2, good prep. Next line. There was a approximately 10 millimeter erythematous splenic flexure, cephalic polyp removed, cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a rectal diminutive cephalic polyp removed, cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending test. Next line, follow-up in the office as previously scheduled.